You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Jazzed in Blue. Profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwire.com. Today, Jazzed in Blue profiles Tweed Funk and their new release, Love Is. Stick around for more. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush and the music is out there. And today we're giving it up for Tweed Funk and their brand new release, Love Is. Rockwired had a chance to speak with vocalist Joseph Smokey Holman and guitarist J.D. Optiker of Tweed Funk regarding their new release, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD Love Is, here is Tweed Funk with Fine Wine.
My baby's fine, fine like a fine wine, yeah. She ages well, getting better all the time. Yeah, she's so fine, you know she's one of a kind. I love her soul from her head down to her feet. After all these years, she still makes it beat, yeah. My baby's fine, fine like a fine wine.
man, she tastes so sweet.
From their CD Love Is, that was Tweed Funk with Fine Wine. Visit the band at their official website, www.tweedfunk.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Smokey and JD of Tweed Funk regarding the new release, and here's how the interview went.
Great. Well, you guys, you know, Love is a fantastic CD here, and now that it's out there for people to listen to, how do you guys feel about the finished work?
I feel great about it. When we finished, I was really excited to hear the finished product after it got mastered and stuff, because we did a lot of hard work on it, and while we were in the studio, we had a little fun, and it talked back to us, so we were kind of excited for it to be released.
I see. And how about you, JD?
Yeah, I think, the test is, you know, after, you know, practicing and playing those songs and recording and mixing them and having them kind of, you know, the point where you're kind of sick of them, actually. Like, yeah, I don't really want to hear this again. Give myself a break from it and pop it in with my kids. You know, they're my ultimate judges there in the house. And listen to it, and it's like, hey, you know, I'm still pretty happy with how these songs came out, you know. So, we're pretty excited about the finished product.
And you guys work with producer Greg Koch. Describe working with him. Uh-oh.
Man, he's something else, man. He knows his business, man, and he's a kind of a zany guy, man. He has a vocabulary of his own. And he was really easy to work with, man, because he did a lot of encouraging, no discouraging, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And how did you guys happen to meet him and get into the studio and work with him?
I've had the opportunity to meet him through some former bandmates, and, you know, he's kind of a bit of a legend around here in Milwaukee. But, it was just, I think I sent him a message, and we hooked up, and we had coffee, and we talked a little bit about it. He listened to our first CD, and it was just, for a guy that's so well-known nationally, internationally, and kind of a local legend as well, he's very down-to-earth. So it was just, you know, I was excited when he said, yeah, I'd like to work on the project with you guys. I was like, all right.
So. And with the CD out, has there been any reaction to it that has surprised you or didn't expect?
I think, you know, the encouraging thing is that as we kind of track not only, you know, all the playlists coming in, we actually track spins by song, by date. We're surprised at how well all the tracks, you know, everything's been spun on a radio station, and then, you know, in some cases we're in double-digit spins for, I think, like two-thirds of the songs on the CD. So, it's just great that, you know, if a format's more college-oriented, or they're, you know, playing to a little bit different crowd with their programming, you know, they're picking some of the funkier stuff on the CD. If they're more, you know, traditional shuffle, rumba-type blues programming, you know, they're picking, like, what I call the more blues cuts on there, so kind of fits in with everybody. I guess the other surprises we've seen is some numbers have come in from non-commercial AAA radio, and that song Dance Maker that our drummer Marcus Gibbons wrote is doing really well on that with lots of spins each week, so that was kind of a surprise to see that it's been picked up by that format.
And talk about how a band like Tweed Funk came together. How did that start?
We met at an open jam. JD and Donnie Mack were hosting an open jam over on the south side of Milwaukee. And this thing had been over there for quite a while, and Donnie Mack invited me over. I did a couple songs, and JD came up and talked with me, asking what he had an idea for a project, and would I be interested in trying to do something. I said, sure.
You see.
Yeah, so it really came together from the jam, you know, Smokey coming down there, and Dottie Mack invited Marcus M.G. Gibbons down there, and, you know, for me it was like, wow, here's some really talented musicians, and it'd be great to put something together, and when the opportunity came up, you know, said, hey, we got some private parties booked, let's through this thing. We went and shot some video, put up a website, and then it's like, well, you know, let's go ahead and record our first CD. Sure. So I don't think we'd actually, I think we played like 3 gigs together before we put out our first CD.
I see. And talk about how music began for each of you as individuals. I'll start with Smokey.
Okay, well, I was already, my family is a church family, and I was kind of loving music as a little boy, but I kind of got into it when I was in junior high. A friend of mine taught me and some friends of mine harmony. We were singing in the bathroom at school, and I stayed with it, and I wound up in a band called the Domestic Four, which eventually became the Love Children. We were signed by Kurtime Records. And after that, it went on for a few years, but I got out of it, went to the Marine Corps. And I was kind of out of business for a while and got back into it when I moved to Milwaukee. And it's just been wonderful since then.
And how about you, JD?
Yeah, I didn't actually start playing guitar till the end of college. Was inspired by some guys there and picked it up, and quickly had some people kind of, as I traced back from, I don't know, it was a strange path, but I think it went like something like Pearl Jam, Led Zeppelin, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Albert King, back to Robert Johnson, and found my love of the blues. And, you know, really it was just playing guitar to, you know, play with friends, and we'd do kind of like a weekly jam at somebody's house, but, you know, nothing too serious. Played a few backyard barbecues. Then when I moved up to Milwaukee about 8 years ago, I was like, well, I want to keep my music going, because it kind of it started and stopped for me at different points in my life there after college. And I got up here and, you know, met some people, and we started doing that weekly get-together thing, and then suddenly it was like, hey, let's be a band and start playing some gigs, and away we went, you know, and had a nice run with that band, and, you know, grew quite a bit musically, you know, getting that experience, and then got a chance to meet up with Smokey and Marcus and Donnie Mack, and we put together Tweed Funk, and now it's, you know, it's really taken off for us, so. Exciting.
Visit Tweed Funk at their official website, www.tweedfunk.com. From their CD Love Is, here is Tweed Funk once again with A Real Mother For Ya.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm gonna do. Sometimes I'm going up, sometimes I'm going down. Woo, man, it's hard. Went to buy a new car, yeah, but the price wasn't right. It'll be a downsize cheaper. Yes, it will. Start riding a bike. They're making milk out of powder. Yeah, they got the babies crying. Still the rent. Hey, the rent is going higher. Yeah, they got the parents lying. Hey, it'll be a real mother for you. Well, make you wanna run for cover. Yes, it will. If you look, you will discover. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna be a real motherfucker. Well, real motherfucker. Well, wow! Gotta go out to the club sometime. Oh, and try and dance my troubles away. Yeah. Still I gotta dance to the music, yeah, that the DJ plays.
to the club sometime. We'll try to dance my troubles away. Yeah. Still I gotta dance to the music where that the DJ plays. Yeah.
You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired is pleased to announce the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Solicit, and their CD, Parking Lot Rockstar. From the beginning, Solicit has been winning over audiences around the U.S. with their energetic live shows. And that very energy is captured on their first ever full-length release, featuring the single, Hell Yeah. Parking Lot Rockstar, from Solicit. Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at their official website, www.solicitrock.com. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. Are you a music maker eager to take the stress and the cost out of recording? Then make a little noise at Elephonic Recording, the sound choice for the independent musician. Record in a relaxed environment and take advantage of 32-channel recording, a staff of session musicians and engineers who know what the heck they're doing. Elephonic Recording, a sound choice. Located at 5620 Venice Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-797-1333 or visit us at elephonicrecording.com. You're listening to Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Tweed Funk and their brand new release, Love Is. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Smokey and JD of Tweed Funk regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And describe the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
It kind of comes at us different ways. You know, sometimes, like, one of the songs on there, Fragile, Smokey and I co-wrote that together. You know, I kind of put some things together, and as he always tells me, like, I start singing it to him, and what do you say, Smokey? Stop! Doesn't want me to give him this really bad melody line, so he took it and started to work with it, and he wrote another verse, and he changed the arrangement around a bit and had us do something different in it, and so that was a real collaborative effort. Other times, you know, I'll write something and I've got something pretty specific, or drummer Mark, you know, M.G. Gibbons, he'll write something and say, I want it done this way, and we'll go with it. That, so sometimes it's collaborative, and we massage stuff. Other times it's, you know, a guy comes in with a real fleshed out idea and kind of directs people, and I think both ways have worked successfully for us. I mean, I prefer collaborating. I think it's a lot more fun because, you know, guys will come up with some different ideas, but other times I'm like, okay, I know what I want, let's do it this way. So.
And with that being said, what songs off of this album stand out for each of you the most, and why?
Well, for myself, Dance Maker, because it's a really exciting song, and it excited me. You should have seen us in the studio recording it, and you'd know what I'm talking about.
How about you, JD?
You know, I like the song Fragile that we worked on together, that I worked with Smokey in writing that, again, because as the different parts were added to it, it really, I mean, it was a, kind of a synergistic effect with the background vocals from the females, the sax part that was in there, that really came together nicely, and Smokey putting his own twist on it. Also a big fan of Dance Maker. And then probably the slow blues, that Getting Home, is another song that, you know, I really enjoy just because of the lyrics and the message that Smokey delivers with that. It just, like, when he sings, you know, $45 room in HBO, I can see it, I can feel it, I know what it's like, and it's just, you know, it really hits me in the gut when he's delivering those lines.
And how are live shows going for the band at the moment?
Very well. The excitement of the entire CD shows on stage. And it's transferred to our audience most of the time. They're receiving it very well.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we were just a, you know, House of Blues a couple nights ago with the horn section, and it's just like, you know, you can really see, you know, the songs connecting with people, and then, you know, people approaching the bandstand during the break and buying CDs, and, you know, but, I mean, whether it's something that's really getting them out and moving on the dance floor, or whether they're sitting there, actually, you can tell they're listening to the lyrics, you know, but also, I think the live show, I mean, Smokey's really taken some of these songs, and now that we've done them in the studio, they're and taken on a whole new life, and our drummer, Marcus, has done some different arrangements and some transitions between songs, and our music director, and man, it's just, it's kind of a whole different spin on the thing, and it's I really like the way it's evolving.
And what would each of you like someone to come away with after they've heard this album?
I think they will come away feeling excited and tingling that, you know, that we're not easily forgotten.
Yeah, I would just hope somebody, you know, appreciates kind of the diversity. And again, we're a band that brings together different styles kind of under that, you know, the genre of blues, but we're really not, you know, we're not your daddy's blues band. We're a little bit something different. And also, I kind of hope the message is there, you know, love is, I mean, love is a bunch of different things in here. It's fun, it's sexy, it's a struggle, it's about a relationship, it's frivolous even at times. So hopefully that part connects with people as well.
And what's next for the band after the release of this CD?
Well, we've got a pretty good summer ahead of us with some nice blues festivals. We've been getting some interest from agents for further out for over in Italy and Europe, and it's really just, you know, trying to get out and play as many quality shows as we can and get out and let people hear the music.
Visit Tweed Funk at their official website, www.tweedfunk.com. From their CD Love Is, here is Tweed Funk once more with What Have I Done Wrong?
Damn, I haven't seen my woman in 3 days. Man, I got to go find her. Where you at? Where you at, girl? I said, baby, what have I done wrong? I said, baby, what have I done wrong? To make you back up and leave, darling, upset I have to be home.
that's going to do it for this edition of Jazzed in Blue. A special thanks goes out to Tweed Funk for their time and their music, and to Frank Rozak of Frank Rozak Radio Promotions. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Jazzed in Blue is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks.